Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Mezuzah and learning Chayodim, Klal Tesvov, and we're looking at Simon Gimel. Gam Shari Chateris Bayoris, the gateways into a chotzer or into a city, is Chayavim b'Mezuzah. Kedachsivu b'Sharecha. The pasuk says b'Sharecha applies to Sharem as well. And we'll see that it has to meet certain criteria to be Chayav. Simon Dalad. Bayis HaShutvim, Bayis which is owned by two Shutvim, is Chayiv. Even though it says the Beisecha, which is the Mashma Loshon Yochid, Mikomokim Eriksil, Yirbi Yomechem, Masha Fila Rabim. So even though they together own it together, they're also Chayiv. So the Havamina would be based on a Gzeris Kosev, it says Beisecha. Singular, so we're saying no, there's a riboy that means even if it belongs to two people together, they're going to be chayiv. But after shutvus Yisraelim, our shutvus im hanochri, b'chein chotcher sheyisov hanochrim, the riboy is potter. In a case where you have a shutvus with a Jew and a non-Jew, or the situation of a chotzer, which a Jew and a non-Jew both own homes in the chotzer, and now you're discussing the access into the chotzer is potter. I feel a rubim Yisrael, even though the majority of the people there in the chotzer are Jewish, or shem yitlu v'anochrim v'yavoy lebizoyin, because maybe the goyim will take it and will end up with a situation of bizoyin to the ksav of the which is. The kedusha of a mezuzah will come to be zoyin through the goyim. Let's finish off this siman and try to clarify this halacha. The person who has the proprietorship of an inn where they sell liquor, they sell alcohol. So there's goyim there all the time. If there is a good reason to believe that the goyim will grab the mezuzah off the wall, so you should not put the mezuzah unless you put it in such a way that the goyim can't take it. The person would drill carve out a hollow in the doorpost itself, place the mezuzah inside of it, and then cover it over again with wood. So when that be, it's not that which they can pull off. And preferably, it should be noticed that it's there, because the person should be able to be makar that the mezuzah is there. Like we said before, a person is supposed to interface with the mezuzah. But if that's not possible, even that a person would do. So the first step over here is saying there's the patur of it's going to come to be zoyin. So you have to understand, let's go back a step before that, the case of shutvus. That was shutvus of a Yisrael and a goy. Is potter is only talking about a scenario where they're living together in the same room, because we said before that the chiyuv is on the room. So if you would have a situation which is very uncommon nowadays, that you would have a Jew and a goy which are living together in the same apartment, sharing the same room, so then we would discuss this halacha that there's a dinner tur shutuz akum. But if each one has their own room, so that room belongs to him solely, and he's going to be chayiv in it, even they both own the place b'shutvus. Furthermore, if you have a situation where we will see later on that the halacha of mezuzah is primarily halacha, it's primary halacha on the person who's living there. So if a Jew and a non-Jew own a property together jointly, but only the Jew is living there, so that situation the Jew is going to be chayiv in mezuzah without a question. Even in a case where there is a shutus between a Jew and a non-Jew, where we would have that scenario, it's not the Nisa Kalim and the Shulchan Aruch already raised the question that it's not clear that it's potter. So we're going to argue that it's not, you cannot relieve yourself from the mitzvah, but you can't make a bracha. It's a suffix, so you put the mezuzah up, but you don't make a bracha when you put it up. In that scenario, we're arguing, when we can argue a concern of bizoyin, let's try and minimize, we're going to be makel on the suffix, because there's this issue of bizoyin as well. But in a case where a person zarei chayiv mikir adin, it's difficult to understand how the cheshash bizoyin would take away your chiyuv. A person has to do the mitzvah, and he has to find a way to do the mitzvah. Because of the cheshash bizoyin, he wouldn't be relieved from doing the mitzvah. There's some who argue that the case of the shenk also,
If the Jew owns it, sees chayiv, so that's not going to be potter because of the bizoyan issue. Maybe it's only talking about a case where he's renting, and we'll see later on that renting is a machloik, is whether renting is chayiv mid araisa or only mid rabbanon. So in conjunction with that, that it's a suffix whether it's a chayiv de araisa, and there's a chashash bizoyan, so we're going to be makel to not put up a mezuzah. But in case a person has a vada chayiv, to relieve it just because of bizoyan is difficult to understand. We'll discuss Be'ez Hashem tomorrow the applications of this in regards to the hallways in the apartment building where there's Jews and non-Jews living in that building, so they, each one has their own private home, but they share the entrance ways, so that's like a chotzer, access to the chotzer, but it's a shutzer between a Jew and a non-Jew. What are the lachas in regards to putting up a mezuzah in that situation? Have a good day.